Hello? Hello? It's weird. They hung up. That's the second time that's happened today. Did you hear a cell door clanging in the background?
No.
Then it wasn't my mom. Hey, look, I found an old box of macaroni for dinner.
Whoa, whoa. Let me see the expiration date on that.
I think it's in Roman numerals.
Anything better?
Tater tots, a freezer burned pot pie, and a UFO. Unidentified foiled object. Do you realize in the 50s they thought this was a well-balanced meal?
Well, in the 50s they also thought that hiding underneath your desk could save you from a nuclear attack.
That only works if the desk is 80 feet underground and made of a titanium alloy. And speaking of nuclear fallout, I survived another dinner with my parents.
Ooh, and saved us from fossilized macaroni. Hand over the leftovers.
The entire evening was a nightmare. They maligned every aspect of my character and my life.
It's awful. Oh, your mom put raisins in the kugel.
I don't even know why I continue going.
Well, it's important to have family traditions. Do you taste this kishka? It's to die for.
It's the same thing every time I go home. My father hocks me about forgetting this paranormal nonsense and switching my major to accounting, while my mother shovels food into my plate and says, why don't you come home more often?
It wouldn't hurt.
Don't you think my father would realize I'd rather stick needles in my eyes than join the family business?
Well, what are you saying? There's no room for a paranormal researcher at a CPA firm?
That's about as good as my father's latest joke. Changing the company name to Goodman, Goodman, and not so good.
Funny. Or cruel. You know, depends on your point of view.
For your next astronomy paper, you're free to choose your own topic. It should be double space, 10 pages, due next week. And no, there is no bonus assignment for extra credit.
Never hurts to ask.
This should be a breeze. I can spit out 10 pages just downloading NASA's website.
And one other thing, no downloading NASA's website or any other scientific mumbo jumbo that you get off the internet. I want it totally understandable. Simple, in layman's terms, which is why you'll be presenting it orally to the class.
I don't believe this. First, we can't download our reports. Then she expects us to actually understand them. What kind of wacko approach to teaching is this, anyway?
This is quite a quandary. You have to intelligently discuss a complicated topic, yet it has to be understandable to the lowest common denominator.
How do we do that?
I just thought of a way. Is Ann Hilda here? I gotta run my astronomy report by her.
You want to talk to Hilda about science? Dear, that's like asking Hirohito where to get a good pizza. I, on the other hand, have 3 doctorates in intergalactic studies, and I'm personally credited with discovering 17 moons.
Well, my professor says that my report has to be so clear that even the simplest person can understand it.
Better wait for Hilda. She's on a date with a witch from Venus.
She met him through that dating service. Great expectations.
What is all this?
Oh, extra food Miles brought home from dinner with his family. They torture him about becoming an accountant, but they send him home with gold.
This looks unusual.
Ugh, and not unlike my Uncle Goliath's kidney stone.
It's matzo ball soup. So good, you just want to say, oi.
Oi.
That was the most incredible experience of my life.
So Elliot was nice?
Beats me. I was talking about his car. That thing really flies. Literally. He's got a flying car, Zelly.
UFO! It looks just like a Cadillac.
So, tell us about your date. Give us details.
It's a 1,000-cylinder, hydrogen-fueled turbo with the coolest chrome fins on the afterburners. Oh, you mean Elliot. Well, let me just say this. It's true what they say about men from Venus. They have great suspension.
As opposed to those cads from Mars who leave the toilet seat up and drink out of the milk carton.
I did it once. Let it go.
Well, now that we've gotten the report on your date in his car, I want to run my astronomy report by you.
Of course. See, you're not the only one Sabrina values for her intelligence. Shoot.
The speed of light is the speed at which light travels...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Back up, Einstein. You lost me.
Maybe I should just give my report with finger puppets.
Oh, I love finger puppets.
So, you ready to give your presentation?
Actually, I'm ready to give 2 presentations. One is my standard 10-minute cocktail party icebreaker about the molecular composition of sunspots. The other is really going out on a limb. I better go with a safe choice.
Safe choice? It doesn't sound like you.
Then I know I'm on the right track.
Miles, come on, you gotta go out on a limb. I mean, that's what I love about you. You're not afraid to take risks.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, look at what you're wearing.
Therefore, it is hypothesized that quasars are optical illusions created by gravitational lensing of the photons emanating from a large mass at the center of an active galaxy. The end.
Wow. Who knew you could deliver a 10-page report without ever taking a breath?
All towards the end, the lack of oxygen was causing your left eye to wander.
I'm just happy it's over and I never have to think about quasars again.
Thank you, Roxy. Or should I be thanking your internet service provider? Sabrina, you're next.
My report is on the speed of light. The speed of light is fast. It's really fast. Like, you know how the cheetah is like the fastest land animal? It's like way, 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 way faster than that. You said to keep it simple.
I was all set to present my report on sunspots, including my hypothesis that the disco era was influenced by a minor solar flare. But then a good friend convinced me to go out on a limb. Last night, I, Miles Goodman, witnessed an alien spacecraft traverse the night sky.
Oy, not in the yum sense of the word.
Surprisingly, it looked like a Cadillac. Yet it was stylishly adorned with chrome fins on the afterburners.
Why can't it help to take the bus like everyone else?
It was incredible. Like, there it flew, flashing a red light that I can only interpret as a left turn signal.
I got another interpretation. You're a nut job.
I know what I saw. It was a flying car.
Or maybe it was a rubber-padded spaceship coming to take you away.
I'm sure it wasn't a medical vehicle because there weren't any international markings for Red Cross.
You're so loopy, Goodman.
Maybe what you saw looked like a spacecraft, but was really a weather balloon.
Afterburners and a weather balloon. Now it was loopy.
Still you. Aunt Hilda, we need to talk.
Nothing good ever comes after that sentence.
Miles saw your boyfriend's flying car.
See?
He gave a report on it in astronomy and was totally humiliated. I had to cover with some stupid story about a weather balloon.
You called a top-of-the-line, fully loaded Venusian cruiser a weather balloon?
Look, the point is, if you're gonna date people from other planets, you have to be discreet. Isn't that what I've always taught you? Wait a minute, that's what you've always taught me.
I'm sorry, I just got carried away. I've just never dated a guy with such cool wheels before.
Aunt Hilda, you dated the guy who invented the wheel.
Oh, Miles, do you have a moment?
Yes, but make it quick. I'm the target of mass mockery. And unless I'm fast on my feet, I may inadvertently get pantsed.
Well, this won't take long. I just wanted to ask you for the recipe to your mother's delectable matzo ball soup.
I'd like to help you, but my mother swears she's taking it to a grave, along with my Bubby Esther's antique brooch, which I interpret as a direct slap to my Aunt Celia.
Oh, but I must have that recipe. Surely you could get it for me.
Believe me, Zelda, I would do anything for you, but my mother keeps that secret recipe in her girdle drawer, and no one goes in there. Unfortunately, not even my mother.
I'm really glad you decided to go out with me again. I wasn't sure that you liked me.
Don't be ridiculous, Elliot. I'm very fond of you. Now, where's the turbo?
I don't think that you're ready for that yet. Besides, I think we should wait until we reach a less congested area to kick it in.
Or we could kick it in now and get out of this congestion faster. I know. Driving is a privilege. Safety first. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I'm beginning to think the only reason you're going out with me is because you like my vehicle.
That's not true. I think you're a very sweet, sensitive guy, and I'm lucky to have found you.
I feel the same way about you.
I can't believe I have to read you my report. Sure, it was a little factoid heavy, but at least I didn't go off like a crazy person about a flying Cadillac taking the carpool lane to Pluto.
Miles isn't crazy.
Yes, he is. And I'll tell you who's even crazier. His good friend, who told him he should make a fool of himself.
His good friend had the best of intentions. I'm just guessing.
Hello? Hello? Oh, another hang-up. This is getting a little freaky. I mean, if the lights go out and someone walks in here with a knife.
That's the best reaction I've had all day.
Sorry, we thought you were the psychotic hang-up caller.
Yeah, I wish. Professor Hutchins just called me on the carpet. She said science has nothing to do with little green men and souped-up spaceships. And she said I'm an embarrassment to the paranormal studies program.
What's embarrassing is that there is a paranormal studies program.
The point is that when the head of the paranormal department calls you a freaking fruitcake, it's time to reevaluate the rest of your life.
Miles, you're not crazy. You're just as sane as anyone.
Well, that's not much comfort coming from you. You're the one who told me to go out on a limb and then told the class I saw a weather balloon.
I was just trying to come up with a more plausible explanation.
In other words, I'm a freaking fruitcake.
Miles, I didn't say that.
Do you or do you not believe that I saw a spaceship, yes or no?
Well, I believe that
You think you saw one?
So you think I'm delusional?
No, I just think there are millions of possibilities.
No, there's only one. I'm gonna forget all this paranormal nonsense and become an accountant.
Miles, you can't do that.
Watch me. My father will finally get his wish. From now on, it's gonna be Goodman, Goodman, and Goodman.
Oi. I can't believe Miles decided to become an accountant. He's wanted to be a paranormal researcher all of his life. I mean, even as a toddler, he was convinced that Bert and Ernie were visitors from another planet.
I just wish those two would come out and put that rumor to rest. Look, Spreen, I think this Miles thing is good news for you. Now he won't be nosing around looking for supernatural phenomena, and you won't have to worry about being exposed as a witch.
No, I just have to worry about having killed a man's spirit.
Oh, please. Who hasn't done that?
I just wish I could have looked Miles in the eyes and told him that I know he saw that spacecraft. Then maybe he'd still be following his dream.
Sabrina, you had no choice. You couldn't tell Miles the truth. Just like I can't tell Elliot I'm only dating him for his big block. What? It's an engine.
Hey, great news. I just sold my freshman accounting books to Goodman.
That's horrible.
Not for me. And frankly, changing his major is the best decision Miles ever made.
Having your dreams crushed is your idea of a good time? Let me guess, in Peter Pan, when Tinkerbell dies, you're the only guy not clapping to bring her back to life.
Little fairy drove me nuts. Sabrina, you have to look at it from a pragmatic point of view. There's not a lot of job opportunities for guys with a BS in UFOs.
That's true. On career day, you rarely see a paranormal recruiting booth.
And better Miles comes to this realization now rather than spending $80,000 on an education he'll never use.
I guess you're right.
College is a time that should be spent doing the thing that prepares you for your life ahead.
We're out of toilet paper in the men's room.
I'm on it.
Hello? Hello? Oh, this is really getting old. Not unlike this Kugel. It just doesn't keep like the Kishka. So, Miles, you seem to really be getting into those accounting books.
You gotta love debits and credits. They're all perfectly logical and spelled out in black and red.
Don't you miss the thrill of the unexplainable?
What I don't miss is the pain of being ridiculed. When you tell people you see a seven, they believe you instead of calling you a nut job.
You know, Miles, I know what you're going through. I mean, I know what it's like to have people think you're different.
Face it, Sabrina, you know nothing about being different. You're just a nice, normal, well-adjusted person.
Look, knock it off, psycho! I don't have time for you! Oh, sorry, Miles, it's Garth. He wants to know if you want to go to the sci-fi club screening of Blade Runner tonight.
Tell him I'm busy.
He says they're gonna watch it backwards and look for hidden meaning.
Sorry, Garth, but I'm joining the real world.
Are you sure you want to do this? I mean, you used to really enjoy going out with those...
freaks? Sabrina, I know I've made the right decision. I could definitely see myself being an accountant for the next 50 years. 45 if I go with my father's extended workday plan.
Well, maybe you can, but I can't. Wait a minute, of course I can. Prove me wrong and allay my fears. Show me Miles in 15 years.
Tax return, Mr. Willoughby, and you'll be happy to know I was able to write off your entire safari to Africa. And if the feds ever ask, Mr. G. Raff and Mr. Elephant are your Serengeti sales reps.
Miles, you're a genius. You saved me again?
Well, it's easy when you do what you love.
Great! I was wrong. Miles is happy being an accountant. And why not? I mean, he's successful, he's got a nice office, big desk, picture of the wife and kids. Is that Roxy?
Seen your John Hancock on this? Will you excuse me?
Sure.
Sorry to barge in, but I can't let you ruin your life.
Sabrina, my life is just beginning. A new life enriched with the joy of long-form deductions.
No, you're gonna hate deductions. They're gonna make you miserable. I know this for a fact.
How do you know? What'd you do, look into a crystal ball and see my future?
Something like that. Look, part of being Miles Goodman is, you know, collecting stuff like this.
Radioactive isotope from a Russian warhead.
Oh, are you insane? Yes, you are, and that is my point. See, anyone that collects stuff like this is not meant to be an accountant.
That's why I'm giving it away. By the way, I'd wash my hands for you several thousand times.
Dipotassium phosphate.
Dipotassium phosphate.
Sodium silicaluminate.
Sodium silicaluminate.
And schmaltz.
Schmaltz.
This should do it. Voila. If my calculations are right, I will have just replicated the exact molecular structure of Mrs. Goodman's matzo balls. Prepare yourself for gastronomic nirvana.
Brulch! If this is nirvana, I'm Hadassah Lieberman.
Oh, Sabrina, good, you're here. I need a second opinion. Try this. What do you think?
Make them smaller, have Tiger Woods autograph them, and you got the hottest seller at the PGA Tour.
I don't understand what went wrong. This matzo ball is a chemically perfect clone.
Zelly, you're missing one key ingredient.
What?
Something I learned about in my little village of Anatevka. Love.
Okay, before he brings out in a chorus of Sunrise Sunset, I need to talk to you about Miles. If only I could tell him I know he saw that spacecraft, he'd give up this crazy idea of being an accountant.
But you can't tell him. That would be admitting that you have special powers.
Exactly.
This is a conundrum.
Not to mention a confounding and perplexing problem.
I just wish there was some way I could validate Miles and let him know he's not alone.
Well, I'm off to my next flying lesson with Elliot. Tonight he's going to show me how to properly grip his throttle. That's what makes the big block fly. And don't worry, we won't let anyone see us.
Although, seeing is believing, if you catch my drift.
Caught it and already formulating a plan.
Oh, that's great! You're making us a new croquet set, just in time for summer.
I should be practicing my ledger entries. I'm really struggling with those European sevens.
But Miles, you said you'd help me identify constellations for astronomy class. Besides, you can still do your accounting on the roof.
I'll suggest that to my father. Perhaps this year our firm can prepare tax returns from the steeple of the Old North Church.
It's 9:10. They should have been here by now.
Who?
Geese. You know, they're very punctual with their migration. Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Look!
Oh, my God, do you see that?
Absolutely. Now, that is the Big Dipper, right?
Not the constellation, the spaceship. Please tell me you see that.
Wow, it is a spaceship. Unbelievable!
It's beautiful. A technological miracle. Although the driver appears to be slightly inebriated.
Oh, that's probably just a problem with the big block. That's an engine.
I know that.
Kicking it into fifth gear.
That's because it only has four?
Not anymore.
Hilda, I've been trying to find the right time to tell you something, but maybe I should just spit it out.
Spit all you want. Just don't fog up the windshield.
The truth is, I'm married.
Want to see me do a donut?
You're taking this better than I thought. But you have nothing to worry about. I'm getting a divorce.
That just stinks.
I thought you'd be happy.
The Pluto highway's closed. How am I supposed to open up this puppy if I have to take surface streets?
Hilda, I am trying to talk about us. Are you listening to anything I'm saying?
Of course I'm listening. Wait a signal, dimwad.
Well, the good news is that I'm coming out of this marriage in great shape. I get the house and everything in it. All she gets is this car.
Sabrina, seeing that spaceship confirms everything I've ever believed in. And I know I'm not deluding myself because you saw it too, right?
Of course.
I can't wait to tell Professor Hutchins, and this time I have a witness.
Miles, you know, maybe we better keep this between the two of us. You know, if they say double your sighting, double your scorn.
Perhaps you're right. And all that really matters is that someone else in the world knows I'm not crazy.
As long as you don't go into accounting.
I can never do that. My passion for the paranormal is too strong.
I'm glad to hear you say that. So, you ready to go inside?
Not yet. Remember the other day when you said you were different from everybody else?
Did I say that? I was probably just trying to make you feel better.
No, Sabrina. I finally figured out how you're different. I mean, I was shocked at first, but then I realized all the clues were there from the very beginning.
Miles, look, you gotta promise not to tell anyone, okay? You could really put my life in jeopardy.
Don't worry, Sabrina. I'm not gonna tell everybody that you have a crush on me.
I have a crush on you? Oh, yeah, I have a crush on you. Big time. But as long as we are roommates, we must never act upon it.
I understand. I'll do whatever I can to be a little less desirable.
It's working already. Oi. What a great word. Hello? Oh, good, it's you. I just want you to know that I'm contacting the FBI. They're gonna track you down. You're gonna be sorry you ever dialed this number.
Sabrina?
Harvey? You're the one who's been calling here and hanging up?
Sorry about that. Every time I heard your voice, I froze up.
Well, I'm glad you finally thawed out.
Look, ever since I saw you in Florida, you've been on my mind. I really feel bad about the way I acted after I found out you were a...
A witch?
Yeah, that.
But in my defense, you did turn me into a frog and a beast and a Canadian mountain.
Don't forget about the time I made you pregnant.
How can I? I still have stretch marks.
No, but even considering all that,
you've always been a really good friend to me. And the reason I'm calling is that I want to apologize.
Thanks. That really means a lot to me.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what I called to say, and now I pretty much said it, so...
Is that a Cadillac flying through the sky?
I'm gonna kill Aunt Hilda.